is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. If you feel like the only kid in the barn without a Christmas tree, here's a list of other equestrians who are Jewish, just like you and me. American Pharaoh lights the menorah. Amen Zayat spins the dreidel on the flora. And guess who drinks manna shavits? Dressage great Robert Dover and Margie Engel Ahitz. Georgina Bloomer's half Jewish. And you know, I'm half Jewish too. So put us both together, and that's one horse crazy Jew. So many Jews are in the horse biz. George Morris isn't Jewish, but I heard his accountant is. So put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. It's so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. So put your helmet on a car and ride a Lipizzanica. But only if you want a car, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, guys.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Holidays, HRN family, this is Marlene in New Jersey with my attempt at a song. Have yourself a happy horsey podcast. Start your season right. Radiothon is here to make our smiles bright. HRN brings horsey folks together all 12 months each year. Now 12 hours start our Christmas cheer. HRN brings the host to us, drinks a toast to us, and more. Sponsors bring their prizes in for days. Happy holidays for all. Through the hours, the guests will entertain us. Let them take a bow and have yourself a happy horsey podcast now.
Thank you, Marlene. Well, welcome to Hour 9, Celebrity Hour of the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack, with additional support provided by Horse Holster, Vitaflex, Cat and Wright Books, and HorseLovers.com. I am Glenda Geek, and I have allowed Dr. Wendy Yang of the Driving Radio Show back in the studio for this hour, and we will be your carriage drivers for the next couple of hours. That's right, Wendy is back. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, thanks for allowing me back in.
Did you have fun without me? Did you miss me?
I did.
So we have been here all day. This is hour 9. We got, what, 4 more to go?
That's it?
Yeah, you're drinking already, and then somebody, I think it was Jemmy, might have been the corrupting one, brought a drink in for me. I had a mimosa.
Oh, good.
So I need a second one, if anybody's listening. Just saying. All right, who's coming up as our co-host for this hour?
In this hour, we have Lisa Wysocki.
Yay, Lisa's here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Oh, Jemmy heard she's coming in to get my drink, Lisa. Look at that. Okay. My angel has arrived.
I was just going to say, listening to the last hour, you didn't sound drunk enough.
I got hours to go yet. I got to make it to the end of the day. I got to press the sound file buttons. If I had somebody else to do that, I would just start drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And no, that's next year.
That's next year. We need somebody else. Lisa, you have to come out and press buttons for us. So, Lisa, thank you. Is this your 5th year?
I think so. I think I've done every one of them.
I think she has, too.
Yeah, I think you have, too. Now, it was usually author hour. We kind of switch it up this year because you know so many celebrities. So tell us who you have coming in on this hour.
So in this hour, we have today's hottest, hunkiest cowboy country singer-songwriter, and he's a true horseman. His name is Paul Bogart. Plus, we've got a little poem for you and more of your voicemails and even more of the callers.
All right, great. And we do have open lines. Right, matter of fact, there is nobody on the line right now. So if you need to get through, remember, we have 4 hours of prizes to go yet.
Maybe there's nobody calling in because there's no one answering the phones because they're drinking.
I think they are drinking. I'm not sure anybody's even manning the phones at this point.
Yeah.
So, but yes, you can give us a call right now, and you will get through 435-272-1997. If we have not talked to you yet, I know, you know, just with auditors, we have 400. We should be getting more calls than that. So definitely give us a call, 435-272-1997. I'd hate for Jennifer to get bored. So we have probably about $4,000 to $5,000 in prizes yet to give away today.
Holy cow.
We just started this prize giving thing.
I know.
So what do we have this hour, Wendy?
This hour we have $600 in prizes. And then we're going to give them away at the end of the hour. And they're by Horse Holster, Vitaflex, Cat Enright Books, and Horse Lovers. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we'll have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Hurd Jewelry, and from Wintec, your choice of any Wintec saddle.
And I got to say, Lisa, you don't know this because you're not here, but one of our favorite people in the whole world just rolled in. And that's
really?
Charlotte's here. Pararider Charlotte
fabulous.
Is here. She and oh, she's carrying my mimosa. So good job.
Your dream girl.
Well done. I love that. So thank you, Charlotte. So Charlotte has arrived. Are you hanging around for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You have to join us in party hour. You're always here in party hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they see a picture on Facebook of dinner or something last night?
Well, yeah, we had dinner with Charlotte. That's right.
Yeah.
It was Jemmy and Charlotte and Jen and I went out to dinner. Yep. That's right. And Charlotte and Jemmy are on the cruise together. They're roommates. So,
oh, wow.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Don't forget that the recorded versions of this show are on Horse Radio Network website or Horses in the Morning podcast feed, or you can find them at holidayradiothon.com. Right on the homepage, you'll find the players there. Lisa, so you and I have done a lot of shows together now.
We have.
We have done a whole lot of shows together. Tell us about your naughtiest horse story, because Lisa has had a vast horse experience.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have to say, I had this horse growing up. She was a little white Appaloosa mare. Her name was Snoqualmie. And a lot of the listeners might remember her because I've written about her a few times. But I used to train out of this barn in Washington State. I was training horses professionally. And I was training in a barn where there were, I don't know, 4 or 5 other trainers. And I was standing at the end of the barn and I watched this with another trainer. And so my mare was a Houdini, and I've heard a lot of Houdini stories today, but I have to say, I think this is the best one because she rattled her stall door until it opened. And it was a big wide barn aisle. And so she got herself out of the stall. We're just watching just to see what she would do. And she let 3 other horses out, and then she looked around and she went back into her stall and she slammed her stall door shut. And then she looked very innocently in there, like, I didn't cause all this trouble. And of course, now we've got 3 show horses who don't know each other at all from 3 different trainers running around the barn.
Oh,
and she's just watching it, you know, like she's watching a TV show. So,
well, I'll tell you what, people listened, Lisa. Our lines have lit up now.
So I hear.
Yes,
yeah.
They have totally lit up. So that's great. So what we're going to do is, while Jennifer's getting the callers lined up for us, I'm going to play the state line ad now so we can take a couple callers before we get to your guest. How about that?
Yay.
All right, let's do that.
Hey, this is Zach from State Line Tack, and you're listening to the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. Funniest thing my stallion does is run the fence until he can get someone to race him. Merry Christmas from all of us at State Line Tack.
Don't miss State Line Tack's biggest holiday shopping event ever. Shop now for the lowest prices of the year on thousands of items, from apparel and blankets to saddles and tack, plus everything in between. With cold weather bearing down on us, we're fully stocked with thousands of blankets ready to ship. You can grab special hourly flash sales with our savings over 50%. Fill up all of the stockings in your house with special gifts. Plus, enter to win a Bates Victrix saddle valued at $3,400. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN for the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. State Line Tack, we make riding affordable.
And of course, you can use HRN to get 30% off on your next order at State Line Tack through the end of the month. And that's something I only found out about when they emailed me and said, we're having so much fun, we want to offer that. So they're all listening out there at State Line Tack, and I'm sure they're very busy today as it's Cyber Monday. So thank you again to State Line Tack for their support. Now, you have written the Cat and Wright Equestrian series of books, and we're going to be giving away one of those series later on the show, and I got to ask you a question about it, but first we're going to talk to Colleen. Hi, Colleen, where are you at?
Hi, Glenn, I'm in Wilton, Connecticut.
Okay, and it says you're at the track?
So I'm not at the track, but okay. I was listening earlier and you were talking about how no one goes to Christmas at the track.
Oh, yeah.
And less than 20 minutes later, I got an email from my dad. A reminder of a holiday tradition like no other, Christmas at the track. We don't go on Christmas Day, but the Friday before Christmas, we all go to Laurel Racetrack in Maryland.
How did you feel about that when you were four?
I don't know. I don't remember them
great.
Doing
she was
it
like,
until
oh,
I was
Christmas
in college.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they invited me until I was old enough. So I only found out about it, I think, when I was like 17.
And how much on average do you lose every year at the track the Friday before Christmas?
So believe it or not, I've only bet on one horse and I won. So.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
So I go from my dad always bought us lunch and dinner and...
Colleen, you have to do me a favor
profitable.
This year. You write this down. You remember this, uh-huh. Okay? My favorite number is four. Uh-huh. So I always bet the fourth horse in the fourth race for $4. So that's your assignment, and I want to report after how you did.
All right.
That's interesting strategy.
Yeah, it's scientific.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I can tell.
Do you have a naughty horse story?
You know, I called in, or actually I left a voicemail of my horses escaping on the town. But I guess I do have one more. My one gelding tomcat always has a penchant for, like, ending up places where he just should not be. And he only has escaped that one time. But there was another time he really could have. So when I first got him, he used to bust down doors and gates. He thankfully stopped doing it. He's just big and lean against them until they popped open. And one day I came home from work and he comes sauntering down the hill to greet me. And I have cameras on my horses. And I was like, how the heck did he get out? There's two gates in the way. He must have opened them. So it turns out at 12, he pops the gate open. And I see him on the camera try to leave maybe three or four times. But my other gelding, who is good, wouldn't go with him. And he kept having to come back in.
Nobody would play with him.
Yeah. And then when I got home from work, he's like, hey, finally, someone's here.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Colleen. I'm serious. You better pet that $4 on the fourth horse and the fourth
horse. I wrote
race.
It down.
All right, good. Yep. I want to hear a report.
Merry
you email
Christmas,
me
Colleen.
After, all right? I get half the winnings. I'm just saying.
All right, I will.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Your next guest, Lisa, is Susanna from Illinois.
Hey, Susanna, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Sorry, hey. I have to take myself off speakerphone.
Yes. So what is your funniest or sneakiest horse story?
Well, I called in and left a voicemail about one of my horses who likes to sneak out and then come right back in and stall when you yell at him. but my other horse, who actually one of another auditor actually has him right now, Casey Berger, is leasing him out. And one time last year we were riding and it was harvest time. So we had a combine in the field on our left, which would be fine in normal circumstances. And then deer came out on the right, which would be fine under normal circumstances, but combined, it was not good.
Right.
He thankfully just froze enough for me to get off, because I was not about to ride that back to the barn. I got off, and he ran back to the barn, by the time I got back to the barn, he was standing on the other side of the fence, just chatting with his friends.
So how far did you have to walk?
It's probably about a half a mile back.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, that's not bad.
No, it wasn't too bad, thankfully, but...
yeah. But yeah, you know, when you get those two things together, not happening. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Susanna, did you know you just won the State Line gift card in the at the 4 o'clock hour?
Yes, funny enough, my husband, we were getting ready to decorate the tree, and he was like, hey, you should put your show back on, and I was like, yeah, okay, well, darn, we almost missed the 4,000th episode, and then I turned it back on, and about a minute later, my name was called out, and he was like, hey, you just won.
See, he likes listening to our show now. You don't have to force him now. You win stuff. Saving him money.
I know.
Now he doesn't. Hey, I counted as one of his gifts to you. So there. It was in the horse husband's hour. So there you go.
He said it counts as one of your
gifts. He loves me now. Susanna, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
All right, Lisa, we have time for... Nope, we don't. Well, let's take Ashley real quick. Okay. Ashley's from Tennessee.
Oh, where are you from in Tennessee, Ashley? Oh,
I am from East Tennessee. They're right on the North Carolina line.
Oh, you can tell. You can tell. You can tell.
I'm just west of Nashville, but I can tell you're from East Tennessee.
I don't know how y'all would have ever guessed that.
Oh, God. You can just talk the rest of the day. You're just do the rest of the show for me. You can fill in for me the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. So I called in last year, and you said that exact same thing.
Well, your voice hasn't changed. It's still lovely. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. I find it incredibly obnoxious, but thank you.
Oh, no. It's fabulous.
It's fabulous. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and there goes the diesel.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's again.
And no, we love hearing that. That's great. That's like hearing a horse whinny. Okay, wait a minute, though. If it's a Ford, I'm hanging up on you. If it's a Dodge, you can stay.
Oh, glad.
Well, then you might as well hang up the phone, because this girl only drives a Ford.
Bye, Ashley. I don't like your voice anymore. We'll see you later.
Me too.
I love my big black truck. It is mine. It is the love of my life. Just don't tell my husband.
Ashley, we have to run. I just wanted to make sure we said hi to you. Have a great holiday, okay?
All right.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Why don't you introduce our guest? We had to pre-record this one because he's kind of a busy guy doing concerts. So
he's a very busy guy.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about him?
Well, so Paul is really the hottest and hunkiest, most amazing cowboy singer who's out there today. He's really amazing. And he's also a several-time world champion AQHA roper. So he's a true horse guy. And he even has let his thousands and thousands of social media followers name his newest horse. So he kind of covers all the bases. So I'd just like to welcome Paul Bogart to the Radiothon. Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are an Oklahoma guy. Tell us how you got to Nashville, Tennessee.
Man, I moved out here shortly after I graduated from college. I went to school on a rodeo scholarship at Connor State University. It was a junior college in just south of Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then I spent the last 2 years getting a bachelor's degree at Rogers State University, also on the rodeo team. And during college is when it was like roughly late in my freshman year, I kind of had, not that I'd made up my mind, but I was leaning heavily on moving to Nashville and doing music for a living, or at least giving it a go. Kind of all along was, all right, get out of college, get your degree, and move to Nashville. If you're out there, give it a year or two. If you like it, keep hustling. And if it's not the right fit, then you can always do something else. You know, month after graduation, I loaded everything up and headed to Nashville. And since then, it's just been fabulous. I love Nashville, Tennessee. I live west of town, Fairview.
Paul, I got to ask you on that story. I read that there was a no-name musician who called you up one day, and that was part of his encouragement was for you to do that, right?
No-name musician, sure enough.
Yeah.
it's a crazy story. It really is. So I grew up northeast of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a small town called Ooliga, and Garth Brooks has a place in Owosso, Oklahoma, and everybody just kind of knew it. He lived around Tulsa, so everybody kind of knew roughly where Garth's place was. You know, where the entrance to his property was, and you know, it's a small town, Oklahoma, and here's obviously a household name. That's like folklore, you know. It's like everybody just knew about him. I played a hometown concert right there in the Ooliga at the high school auditorium. We put up flyers all around northeast Oklahoma and restaurants and gas stations and so forth. And for more information, you could call this number, my parents' home phone number. Again, small town Oklahoma.
Big time.
It was still a dial pad on the wall. It was still
Call Uncle Fred.
Yeah, it was a party line.
But yeah, so he called. One of his employees called. This is Floyd. I work for Garth Brooks, and we saw your flyer, and Hugo's there in Claremore, and he wanted to meet you. And I thought it was a prank call. Honestly, that doesn't happen. But I just thought it was a prank call, and I was like, I tell you what, Floyd, I'm busy this summer, a lot going on. I'll have to check my schedule. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation. So he called back the next week and was like, have you been able to check your schedule?
Like, seriously?
Are you real? And he's like, yeah, it's real. He wants to meet you. So Floyd came and picked me up, I think, the next day. And he took me over to Garth's place. And I knew right where the entrance of his place was. It's 12 miles from my folks. And he took me right to the entryway, and there we went, right onto the property. And I met
Did
Garth,
you break out into a cold sweat on the drive down that driveway?
You know, I was nervous, but it was just so surreal and exciting. I didn't have any idea what to expect, but it was so Garth for him to do it. I walked up to the front door, and he settled me down. Like, it was just like he relaxed me instantly, because he walks out of the front door with an Oklahoma State University ball cap turned around backwards. He's wearing a gray t-shirt and athletic shorts, and he's barefooted. And he walks out his front door and shakes my hand. What's up, man? I'm Garth Brooks. And I was like, I know.
I knew that.
And that just started a really an encouraging friendship with Garth. He would call the dorm room, you know, back when we had dorm room phones, and you'd call just to check in, see how music was going and how the rodeo was, you know, the college rodeo was doing. And we got together multiple times, and he was one of the first guys that I got together with when I moved out here to Nashville. We sang, my brother and I were invited to sing on the Chris LeDoux tribute song when they recorded Good Ride Cowboy. So just a really neat, obviously a neat guy and a pretty cool story. But he had a lot to do with me moving to Nashville.
So I can see Garth kind of saying, hey, we need to encourage this guy.
Yeah, you know, hopefully he saw some authenticity with my music and doing country, like country cowboy music. It's not the most commercial choice, you know, in today's commercial country music market.
It's obviously your passion.
Really is, sure.
Yeah, it comes through. And, you know, something else I just like to go into is that your passion too is roping, because you are a world champion, an AQHA world champion roper, which is amazing. I mean, that takes a lot of skill and practice.
Well, thank you. It has been a huge part of my life. I told you about the rodeo scholarships going through college. I've been doing the rodeo thing. The American Quarter Horse Association, their foundation, they gave me a scholarship as well. Just, I, they've, I've, was in the in their youth organizations and competing and showing rope horses as early as 10 or 11 years old. And wow. I actually just got home from their AQHA World Show that I guess it just ended this weekend. Yeah. But I roped again this year and that wound up winning second and third in the heading. So that was
cool.
Pretty exciting.
I was looking at your Facebook page too, and you've got so many fans, and I love that a while back you had a new horse, a nice Palomino quarter horse, and you were trying to find a barn name for him, and you had, what, thousands and thousands of fans submitting names. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, so, obviously you register your horse. Whenever you raise, I'll back up and say that we are in, we raise American quarter horses and most of them are cow horse bred horses.
Right.
My dad and I, my family. So you always, you name them their registered name and then they kind of earn their reputation and they get a barn name.
Right.
So I was starting this 2-year-old Palomino and I decided I would take a picture of him and put it on Facebook or social media and just say, hey, whoever names this colt, I'm going to send you some merchandise. So there were, it was crazy. I don't remember how many thousands of comments there were, but there was all kinds of different names. And I wound up picking the name Gibson, and Gibson was actually, so he's a 7-year-old. And he was the one I was second on this year at the AQHA World Show. So,
oh, that's cool.
He's still in the family.
And what a perfect name, Gibson Guitar, Gibson the horse, kind of a nice cross.
Well, I was trying to look at your pictures and see if you play a Gibson.
I actually don't. I used to have a Gibson. My family, Tanya and I, we were actually not to go negative here, but because it was absolutely. It's turned into a glorious situation. We 10 years ago or roughly coming on 10 years ago when Nashville was flooded, my wife and I, we were one of the 11,000 homes in Nashville that had water damage.
Yeah.
So we had water up to our light switches inside our house.
Oh,
and
man.
I had a Gibson at that point and it was ruined in the flood. And then from that though, really that event, really kicked off my music career because at that point I didn't have a regular job. Shoot, I'm a singer songwriter. I'm at the time barely traveling enough to make a living.
No.
And we just bought this first home that was not in the floodplain and we didn't have flood insurance. So we didn't have our empty shell of a house set that we had to rebuild. At the time, I was like, all right, I've either got to go get a real job or I guess I can just get on the phone and tell people what happened and say that if you need entertainment for your organization, I could use the work. And that's what I did. And honest to goodness, that first year in 2010, we played, somewhere around 60 shows. And then since then, we've just, I mean, that started my touring career. This tragic event turned into a life changer in so many different ways. But I brought that up because of the guitar question. Taylor Guitars at that point heard about my story and they sent me a guitar. They sent me a guitar from their factory there in California and I'm still playing that guitar. So
the same one? Is that right?
Playing. It's an 810, which is a full dreadnought. It's a great guitar. And so they've been a sponsor of mine since then. I play a couple of Taylors. And
Paul, as a horseman and as a consummate horseman that you are, you've been around horses forever and ever, but what's the craziest or funniest thing that one of your horses has done either this year or in years past?
There's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens around horses, good, bad, and ugly and funny, But there was one of the colts I was starting that we raised, and she was a 2-year-old Palomino mare, pretty good minded, just a little bitty thing. She didn't weigh 800 pounds as a 2-year-old, and you just don't ever know what's going to happen on a 2-year-old, even whenever you
right.
right. ridden down and tired and quiet. Like there was one afternoon, I like to get them out in the wide open and just get them out of the arena. Let's go ride the hills of Tennessee and let you see the sights. Be a horse. Let the wind blow between your legs. You know, just be a horse. And so I was loping around at the top of this hill. It was big bald hill, and I was loping around, and this hen turkey, all of a sudden this mare just stops on a dime, and this hen turkey flies right, just pop, 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 pop. Her wings are flapping, and she flies up right underneath this mare's nose, and this mare never even flinched. She just took it.
As a two-year-old.
As a two-year-old, it was like it never even happened. Well, I thought, all right, I'm on one of the good ones. She's bomb-proof, you know. She didn't tear into bucking or anything like that. Well, the next day, you know, it was cool. I forget when it was, but it was cool out. At the end of the ride, we were inside this covered arena, and she was tired, sweaty, and I'm going to make just a few more circles on her and get off of her, quit her, you know.
Right.
And on one of the last circles, literally, we're at a lope, and this pigeon, just a little pigeon, flies down from out of the rafters and flew kind of right in front of her face. The mare freaks out, kind of runs sideways a few steps, tangles her feet up, and she fell down with me. She fell all the way to the ground.
No.
Again, she only weighed about 800 pounds, and she kind of got on my leg a little bit. But
oh, no.
She's like, what in the world? Yesterday, you have this huge turkey fly up, and you never even flinched. And today, a pigeon scared you. But it's never a dull moment with horses, you know.
Paul, I'm with you on the turkeys. I don't ride very often. I'm a carriage driver, and my wife talked me into it. The Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, actually. And she talked me into one of those rides, and they took us out because we're the Horse Radio Network and everything. So it was just us. And he said, this is the most bomb-proof horse I can give you. The first turn, we had just started out, a turkey came out of the tree and hit this horse in the head. It was like they had planned it. I mean, it was And the horse,
freak out?
Didn't do anything. Didn't even move. Didn't flinch. Nothing.
Amazing.
And I was pretty confident after that we were good.
Wow.
What is it? You know, turkeys and horses.
I was riding. I was on a trail ride on a halflinger who had never been out on the trail. And we all know how halflingers can be. And this horse was in the lead, and he stopped in the middle of the trail and it wooded trail. And I'm going, what's going on? And about 30 seconds later, there must have been 20 turkeys single file that crossed the trail. And he just kind of looked at them. And then after they had crossed the trail, boom, he just went on his way. It's just the most bizarre thing.
So, horses and turkeys. Thanksgiving week? I mean, what?
I tell my wife it's my revenge every Thanksgiving for that turkey. It's my revenge. Yep.
Hey, Paul, this has been so much fun. And I know.
Wait a minute. Before we let Paul go, there's a song, Turkeys and Horses, just throwing it out there. That's a perfect song.
Okay. I'll see what I can do about that.
Okay.
Glenn's going to want to co-write on that.
Yeah, I want to co-write on that one.
hey, Paul. this has been so much fun. Where can people find you and your music?
Sure. Yeah, it has been a great time. Thank you again for having me. So my website is just paulbogart.com, and I'm on all the social media platforms. It's just Paul Bogart Music. So you can look us up there, and hopefully see you guys down the road.
Thanks, Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay. Merry Christmas. Well,
thanks so much. Y'all too. Been great to visit with you.
Lisa, thank you so much for putting that together. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, he's just a great guy. And if people haven't seen his music or seen him or listened to his music, that go to YouTube and just check him out. I mean, he's just amazing. He's got some great songs. He's very easy on the eyes. And sadly for a lot of us, he's married. But, you know, we can always
I noticed
look.
You've mentioned that several times, Lisa. So
I know.
And, you know, if you think about it, we've had some amazing guests today.
Yeah.
We really have.
It's been fantastic.
Priscilla Presley and Paul and just a whole bunch of them.
Carson Presley.
Yeah, Carson Kressley was on earlier. Oh, we've had Charlie's Angel. I mean, my God, she was on my wall. So, I mean, I don't have the poster anymore. Just saying. Charlie's Angel. I did have
it's probably a good thing, Glenn.
That poster, every teenage boy in the world had that Charlie's Angel poster.
Oh, everybody had it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was everywhere. That was in the days, though, if you think about it, when posters were a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it was Sean Cassidy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Wendy, where was your poster?
Oh, I loved Sting.
Oh, yeah? You had Sting
posters? Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, there. See? And posters went out when social media and internet came in. That's when posters really died.
It was the end of print media.
We need a poster of the Horse Radio Network crew.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We need a poster.
Just put it in the store. I bet it would sell really well. So Scooter needs his own poster.
Oh, Scooter needs a poster. That's right. Yeah. He is a poster child, after all.
He is.
For demented ponies. So Lisa's on the phone, and it was her son Finley who sang that song. Finley was just on picking a winner in the last hour of the hour before. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. And, you know, I didn't believe he actually had wrote that song. You're going to hear it again before the 8 o'clock hour. It was at the 10 o'clock hour at the start. You're going to hear it again. But you sent me the paperwork and showed me he actually did write it with his little handwriting.
Yes, he was very proud of it. He picked the song and everything and came up with the Glenn the Geek. And it was, we thought it was very clever.
Does he listen to the show?
But he was... He does, you know, not as much as he used to. We used to always listen to it together, and now, like, when we drive, like, he likes to have his iPad and he plays games. But they do, both kids still do listen, and, you know, they, having met you at on the cruise, he thinks it's really cool to hear you on the radio.
Yeah, well, they were fun.
We need to hook Finley up with Paul Bogart, and they could do some co-writing together.
Oh, yeah. And they could write the song about turkeys and horses.
Oh, yeah.
See? Yes. See? It's all about networking. Horse Radio Network.
Lisa, you have a story for us?
I do. You know, I was having a hard time at first, and then it popped into my head. So I have a thoroughbred as well.
Of course.
He's not usually naughty, but a couple months ago, I had him in the round pen, and I have a barrel outside of the round pen where I put my phone. And I usually play music, or I'll listen to Horses in the Morning or something while I'm working with him. And I had left the round pen to go get more treats because I use a lot of positive reinforcement. And I left my phone sitting there on the barrel. I went to my feed room, turned around to walk back, and I see Buzz with my phone in his mouth.
No.
And he's got it between his teeth, and he's nodding his head up and down at me with my phone still playing. And I'm like, Buzz? Hey, bud.
Oh,
hey, bud. You want a peppermint? I start walking towards him, and he literally puts it in my hand, and I couldn't believe it. He didn't. I was thinking of Jamie with Zeus breaking her phone, and he didn't break it. He just handed it back to me, and I quickly gave him a cookie and told him he was such a good boy.
Man, that could have gone so wrong.
So do you have, like, one of those really expensive screensavers on the front of it? That, like, so his teeth wouldn't go through it? Oh, wow.
I don't. He was just, I mean, it was wet with slobber, but he didn't bite down on it. He just gently had it in his teeth. And I mean, I wish I could have videoed it. Of course, he had my phone, so I couldn't. But it was so funny to see this horse with it in his teeth just nodding his head up and down at me.
Well, I got to tell you that last year when we were on the Horse Lovers Cruise, your kids made it so much fun. They helped us out on game night, and it was just so much fun to have them along. It was.
Well, they're sad that we're not going this year.
I am sad you're not going this year. I'm sad. You guys were a lot of fun. And it was your birthday or something on the cruise, if I remember right.
It was. It was my 40th birthday.
How do I remember that and not remember what happened yesterday?
So that made it fun. That's how I got away. The mysteries
of your mind.
Like, that's why my husband agreed.
Ah. Well, we had fun with him, too. He was fun. We had a good time. It's a lot of fun. So thank you, Lisa, for calling in. We appreciate it. And you also did an entry that was absolutely terrific. So thank you again.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks for today. It's been fun listening.
All right, good. We're not done yet. Don't go anywhere, people. We got a lot of time. Merry Christmas, Lisa. All right. We have to get some voicemails. Speaking of people, these people did voicemails for us, and they're good. So let's take a listen.
Can't wait.
And we got more prizes to give away, don't we, Wendy?
Ooh, yay.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, this is Brandon from horselovers.com. The funniest thing that my horse ever did was take off its own halter. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at horselovers.com.
wife, dreaming of a white Christmas, just like none other known before. But when your horse is dreaming while you are cleaning his hoofs that you've been picking out, I'm smelling a manure present about to roll off of my head, like a meatball on spaghetti, and we'll have plenty of laughs when we tell the auditors I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, another horsey milestone, like getting bit, kicked, and tossed off, being that girl when you fall off, and I know that it's probably all my fault. I'm dreaming of some horsey booty, makes mine look small when I'm astride. But if you are near it, be sure to fear it, 'cause those eight snowflakes falling down.
Oh. Hi, this is Hannah Reppert coming to you from Mars, Pennsylvania. The sneakiest thing that one of our horses has done was we were in his stall, and he's on stall rest. And he quietly opened his stall door, tiptoed down the aisle. Mind you, this is a 16-3 hand Thoroughbred Percheron who there's an earthquake every time he walks. Quietly sneaks down the aisle past a boarder who thought he was being let out of the barn. He was going so slow. He got outside the barn, started trotting, and went to his little paddock and started grazing. Luckily, he was very easy to catch, but that's the sneakiest thing that he's done in a while. Thanks.
They know.
Hi, this is Heather from Port St. Lucie, Florida, and these are the sneakiest things my horse does, as presented by Cha-Cha, the one-eyed mare. For this year's Radiothon, my owner ponders the question, what is the sneakiest thing my horse does? I can tell you, it's passive aggression. For example, that one time during a lesson, I did this thing where I pretended to kick, but it looked more like a stretch that just happened to Nick. The child was so confused and turned to the trainer and said, did she just kick me? I shook my head. Or how about the times I like to scooch just a bit over to make you step in the poop? Oh, but my favorite of all is when you tighten the girth and my head does tip. And then I like to sneakily nip. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not a bad mare. I just like to keep you on your toes here and there.
Hi, Horse Radio Network. This is Celeste Coulter wishing everyone a happy Radiothon. My very first thoroughbred was so lazy, he never actually even made an official start on the track. He was this petite gelding in a plain bay package, but he had the sweetest, albeit not smartest, personality. When I got him, he was barely under saddle, and even though I had no business training a green horse at the time, you know, green on green makes black and blue and all of that, after nearly a decade of blood, sweat, tears, and some very choice vocabulary, I eventually trained him up to jumping 3 foot. But this was a horse who would buck for an hour to try and avoid 2 minutes of collected canter. He never did grasp the concept that simply doing what I asked would be far less work than fighting me tooth and nail. So when I went out to catch him for a ride one day, he proved just how far he would go to try and avoid work. He saw me coming with a halter and promptly ran up this massive hill in their 10-acre pasture and tried to hide his tubby little body behind a small tree. To his credit, the trunk was wide enough to obscure his face from view, but he clearly didn't account for all the rest of him, which was easily visible on either side of the tree. He was so baffled when I trudged right up to him, and he was severely disappointed when we walked all the way back to tack up anyways. He was certainly my naughtiest child, but a couple of years ago, I found him the perfect home with a trail rider who takes him on long walks in the woods, and they believe he's a saint. So I hope he gave everyone a chuckle. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Cassidy from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania. I have a little Christmas story for you. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the barn, not an equine was stirring, not even the cat. The stockings were hung on the stalls with care, in hopes that sweet snacks would soon be there. The horses were all snuggled in the straw, with thoughts of apple dumplings dancing in their heads, but one mischievous pony, not ready to nap. With a flick of his numb-up muzzle, he sprang open the latch, sprang from his stall to see what he could get into. Away to the feed room, he flew with a flash, and he was going to get some fresh mash. But wide open, he opened his eyes, but to notice a lock on the door, by his surprise, he thought for a moment that this must be a trick. He pawed and he snorted until he couldn't kick. In that moment, he heard a clatter. He flew to his stall to snuggle deep in his straw. He heard tiny steps come down the aisle. The rustle of the stockings filled his ears. Then the barn became silent. He popped up to a sparkly bright morning, and to his full heart should appear is a stocking filled with sweet treats and a bucket with sweet warm mash had appeared. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Hi, I'm Shauna Shanholt, and one of the sneakiest things my horse ever did was let a field of horses out. I had him boarded at a local stable, and I was working at the stable, and there were two fields where the horses could come together. And I noticed that he's outside walking around, and I'm thinking, how did he get out? I turn around, and like eight more horses are coming out. He was able to use his mouth to open a double-ended snap, open the gate, and let all of his friends come out and play.
I have a appendix horse named Favor, and normally in the winter time, they're blanketed with two blankets. I went out one fall day, and there standing was Favor with his outside blanket on, all the straps, legs, everything still attached, and on the ground was the inside blanket. I had no clue how this funny horse got that off, but all he did was look at me and say, "Yo, Mom, look what I did."
Hi, everyone. This is Karina Marote from Arlington, Washington. And here's a verse I wrote about my off-the-track thoroughbred to the tune of Jingle Bells, which I hope you recognize. Here goes. Winterproof, winterproof, an old bay horse off the track. One day he played with a branch and gave himself a smack. Happy holidays, everyone.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by HorseLovers.com. Every day from mid-November through New Year's Day, HorseLovers.com will be adding a new amazing deal of the day. You should definitely sign up for their email list so you're the first to know about these incredible daily deals. Or visit the website at HorseLovers.com/HRN. HorseLovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at HorseLovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at HorseLoversWithAZ.com.
All right, that was a great... You know, every year I think the voicemails can't get any better, but they do.
I know, they're great.
It's incredible.
They do. They're so talented. Every listener is so talented. It's amazing.
I don't know how they do it, but we're going to get some help picking the first winner of the prizes. We have Laura on here, and it says she's a new auditor from Oregon. So first of all, thank you for being a new auditor.
Why, thank you, Glenn. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's exciting to have you. And of course, if what auditors are super fans of the Horse Radio Network who want to help support the network by donating a few dollars every month, anywhere from $3 to $1 million. It's up to you. And then
a million would be great.
Yeah, a million would be great because we also split that with the hosts of our shows, and they get to share in that. So you're supporting the hosts directly as well. So thank you, Laura, for doing that. All the hosts, thank you as too. Laura, can we get you to help pick some winners?
Absolutely.
All right, good. So first up, we have your prize pack. Lisa, tell us about it.
Oh, yay, yay. So it's 4 signed copies, one of each of the Kat Enright books. And if people aren't familiar, the books are award-winning cozy equestrian mysteries that feature a female horse trainer named Kat Enright. And she has an unusual cast of sidekicks, including a hunky country music star, not Paul Bogart, but somebody similar, and a possibly psychic mare. So they're a lot of fun to write. Yeah.
They are a lot of fun to read, too. We actually read one on the show. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So, Laura, I have done the sort, and we have anything from 1 to 389.
Oh, boy. Let's go 205.
205. Laura, you picked the name Beside Yours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, of course they did.
It was you did, honest to God. It's Lisa Dow was right beside yours.
Oh, that's funny.
You picked the
name. So if Lisa's listening,
so close.
Just email me at lisainfo@comcast.net and let me know who.
Wait a minute. We talked to Lisa. Was the one we just talked to before you.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Good pick there, but not a good pick because you didn't pick yourself.
Well, maybe she'll win on this next one. Our next one is
maybe
a Vitaflex prize bucket.
At the end.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
Our next one is a Vitaflex prize bucket full of trusted Vitaflex products, including a box of Lactinase and a box of their new Recovery, valued at $400. In competition, there's a fine line between where you were yesterday, where you are today, and where you'll be tomorrow. It's the line we push ourselves to chase and cross. Vitaflex can help you get there. Vitaflex's equine nutritionists, veterinarians, and scientists are dedicated to developing the best supplements you can give your performance horse, including the popular Lactinase for pre-performance and new Vitaflex Recovery for post-performance. The fine line between good and great. Visit vitaflex.com.
Very good. All right, Laura, let's get another one.
Okay, 102.
All right, I've redone it to see, I re-sorted it so maybe you could get yourself. Let's see. Haley Clements is the winner of that one.
Congratulations, Haley. That's a great prize.
Good job, Haley. Well, thank you, Laura, for helping us pick, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Bye, Laura.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to get one of our longtime listeners here who's next up. Misty is here. Misty, will you help us pick some winners?
Sure, I will.
I knew you would. By the way, Merry Christmas, Misty. You've been listening, since
thanks.
Horses in the Morning started, I think?
Oh, my gosh, just since right after, yep. I was looking for a fox hunting podcast. It was my first introduction to podcasts at all. And, yeah, so I found the original one, and then I just started listening to all of the Horse Radio Network podcasts.
Well,
and now the fox hunting one is back again, so way to go, Tara.
That's right. Good job, Tara. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. So we had we've already given away this hour about $500 in prizes. That's crazy.
I know.
It's amazing. That's crazy.
What is the next one up?
All right. Our next one is the horse holster with crossbody and waist straps for $79.95. The horse holster is the safest way for riders to carry their phones and other small items attached to them and not their horse. Made of water-resistant neoprene, it can be worn four different ways. Fits all size phones and cases and comes in 16 fun colors to match your tack. Make sure you're riding connected in case you and your horse become disconnected. Learn more at thehorseholster.com.
And I got to tell you, this, talk about irony. I just heard from Brooke Beers, who said she's coming over here in 30 minutes to hang out with us the rest of the night, and she's the horse holster girl.
Oh, great.
So, oh, cool.
So, I mean, she just texted me at the same time
she's
you were
psychic.
Reading the ad.
She's psychic.
She's listening, I think. So, all right, Misty, what we have numbers 1 to 392.
I'm going to say 111.
111. Let me go to 111. And we have Heather Keys is number 111.
Congratulations.
So Heather wins awesome. The horse holster. Thank you so much for calling in, Misty, and Merry Christmas. And thank you for listening. You've been a big fan.
Yep.
We appreciate you.
Our last prize is the $50 gift card from horselovers.com. Every day from mid-November through the new year, Horse Lovers will be adding a new amazing deal of the day. Customers should sign up for their email list so they're the first to know about the deals, or visit the pages every day to see the amazing specials. Visit horselovers.com/HRN. Horselovers.com is offering a special holiday discount with a purchase just for HRN listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com. Simply enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout.
Very good. Lisa, your turn.
Yay. So Kat Enright's favorite number is 11, so I'm going to have to go with 11.
All right. Number 11 is Andrea Wicker. Andrea Wicker is number 11. So congratulations
Andrea.
And what did she win again, Lisa?
She won the $50 gift card from horselovers.com.
Horselovers,
wow.
You know, you can always find something to buy there. They have like 180 million products.
I know.
So,
yes.
160,000 to be exact, Glenn.
Okay.
Were you not listening?
Were you counting earlier?
No. You should be listening to the show.
It's all kind of running together at this point. So Lisa, thank you so much. And thank you for being such a wonderful support and filling in all the time and Horses in the Morning. And also, Lisa, give a plug for your own show.
Oh, yeah. It's the Horse Nutrition Podcast, sponsored by Purina. And I have learned so much about horse nutrition just by talking to the nutrition PhDs and hearing about these amazing stories of these horses that are fed Purina. It's just been amazing. So I hope everybody will tune in.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Lisa. LisaWysocki.com is where
everybody.
You can find it. Go buy her books for Christmas. They're terrific.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up. I know this is going to be a popular hour. All the auditors have been waiting to call in for this hour. We have Auditor Hour next, hosted by Kayla and Megan. Megan hosted next year. Kayla's the virgin. She's going to be so happy I called her that. And they're coming up next, and they have two terrific guests lined up that went on amazing vacations this year. Every year in the Auditor Hour, we talk to amazing auditors who went on vacation. So let's get to them right after this.